Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Iran continued launching missile strikes on Israel into Saturday morning, killing at least three people total and wounding dozens. This after Israeli attacks on the heart of Iran's nuclear program and its armed forces. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports the U.S. is walking a fine line.
Sources say President Trump knew that Israel would strike, but did not explicitly give the green light. Hours earlier, the president indicated to reporters that nuclear talks with Iran were making progress and suggested it might not be a good time for Israel to attack. Earlier this week, the administration told U.S. embassy personnel to leave the region, citing the current volatility.
President Trump will be unhappy to learn Iran's foreign ministry spokesman has just called nuclear talks with the U.S. meaningless after the Israeli strikes. Meanwhile, CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd explains there's danger for the U.S.
We should watch to see whether Iran actually tries to target U.S. assets both overseas in the Middle East, in Israel, in other parts of Europe, for example, or even here in the homeland. In my experience, within our own borders, Iran could choose to activate proxies to strike targets in the U.S. if Iran thinks that the U.S. was actively involved in this operation.
Tanks and troops will move through the streets of Washington in a few hours with a grand parade in honor of the U.S. Army's 250th birthday on President Trump's 79th birthday. There are critics.
Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster was the second of four national security advisors in President Trump's first term. He spoke on the CBS 24/7 program, The Takeout, with Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett.
What we need to do is approach this parade as George Washington approached his duties, you know, as patriots who celebrate our Army.
McMaster says politicians shouldn't try to drag the military into partisan politics. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
There will be anti-Trump demonstrations across the nation Saturday called No King protests. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass wants it peaceful.
Demonstrate peacefully to exercise your First Amendment right to not play into the hands where it could be used as a pretext to roll out troops in our city.
An arrest warrant has been issued for former NFL superstar Antonio Brown for attempted murder. CBS News correspondent Manuel Bajorquez explains that.
According to the new arrest warrant that has been issued for Brown, police say he punched a man, and when others joined the fight, Brown allegedly grabbed a security officer's gun and fired two shots towards that man, grazing him.
So far, there's no word from Brown's camp on the warrant or if he has turned himself in. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Father's Day is Sunday, and if you haven't found a gift yet, don't panic. Just come to Macy's Father's Day sale for gifts that'll make dad say, "This is perfect." Shop designer polos from Lacoste and Tommy Hilfiger, 30 to 50% off. Watches from Citizen and Bulova, 30% off. Fragrance gift sets, box and ready to give. Even a 36-piece Cuisinart grill set, now half off. Hurry in. Father's Day is this Sunday, and this sale is happening now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Jim Krasula reports there are fewer birds flying around our country.
There's less of this across the country, especially the American Southwest. There are far fewer birds in the U.S., according to an organization called State of the Birds. The group says more than one-third of U.S. bird species are of moderate or high conservation concern. Erica Flores with the Audubon Society on factors behind the bird decline.
That's development, that's pollution, water scarcity.
Bruce Donaldson travels Arizona photographing birds.
It's very calming to watch the birds through the big lens of a camera.
It's estimated that so-called birding tourism generates more than $200 billion a year for the U.S. economy. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Sam Burns leads the U.S. Open at Oakmont with a 5-under-65 and a one-shot lead. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, warmer, highs in the upper 60s. And sunshine continues for Sunday, a high right around 70. Maybe a shower chance Sunday night. Right now it's 53.
A winter's day. In a deep and dark December, I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. Built walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island goes by, still the children cry. Put a little love in your heart. If you want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. All the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait. Good look around, and if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you. Just wait.
Park to Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, I got no kick against modern jazz. Unless you're tired of playing too darn fast, I lose the beauty of the melody.
story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. From a run around sewer, yeah. My miss lips and a smile on her face. The touch of her hand and this girl's one embrace. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer. Away from a runaround to a paid out. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she love you and she'll put you down. Now people let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys.
Love before, got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so. Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my you see.
girl. Every day of my life, I want to thank you. You made me so very happy. I want to spend my life thanking you. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you.
WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Well, I kissed the
Better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
station. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Bob Uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me in the mission, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her rehome drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you. We'll be right back.
poplar pose on Halloween. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Spooky, spooky, oh, oh, all right. I said spooky. Oh, yeah, yeah. I said spooky.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Iran has been sending drones and firing missiles into Israel. BBC's Chris Barrow is monitoring.
Blasts were heard earlier in cities including Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. The Israeli military says it's been intercepting missiles through the night. Local media say three people have been killed and dozens have been wounded.
The Israeli military said its air force targeted Iran's air defenses with strikes in the Tehran area overnight. The U.S. and Iran were scheduled for nuclear talks on Sunday, but Iran's foreign ministry has now called further negotiation with the United States meaningless. With anti-Trump administration protests called No Kings scheduled across the country today, Los Angeles Police Chief Jim McDonald says his force is ready.
The Los Angeles Police Department is fully prepared for the planned demonstration scheduled to take place across the city on Saturday. We're closely monitoring developments and deploying our personnel and resources strategically to protect public safety while safeguarding every individual's right to protest peacefully.
There's extra heavy security in the nation's capital for President Trump's parade today with the Army.
Nearly 7,000 soldiers will march along Constitution Avenue from the Lincoln Memorial to the Washington Monument, passing the White House, where President Trump, on his 79th birthday, will be watching from a reviewing stand. Army and White House officials are monitoring the weather, which as of now is forecasted to lightly rain on the parade. Officials tell us that the only thing that could delay the show that President Trump has wanted since his first term would be if there are thunderstorms.
CBS's Eleanor Watson.